Scientists have measured that we have around 3,000 separate thoughts each waking hour of our day, and many of them on the same few topics. Now I want you to imagine that each thought of yours is like a branch, and your mind is like a monkey swinging from thought branch to thought branch all day long. This swinging back and forth might sound like carefree fun, but these thoughts are often concerned with our darkest fears and deepest worries. Do you have that kind of monkey mind that fights against the peaceful promises of God? Well, this meditation from Philippians chapter 2 is a reflection on examining your thoughts and pondering what it means to deconstruct any random swinging thoughts, to focus instead on having the changeless, peace-filled mind of Christ. So to begin, find a place to be serene and unhurried as you encounter the peace of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just a calm moment to feel transformed. Begin to rest your mind as you ease your body. Rest your thoughts as you close your eyes. And calm your breathing as you quiet your heart. Continue by replying to this reading from 1 John chapter 2, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, please grant to me the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Whoever says, I know Jesus, but does not keep His commandments, well, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So, Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. Whoever keeps the words of Jesus, in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. And Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. Whoever says he abides in Jesus ought to walk in the same way in which Jesus walked. So Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. Spend a few more moments now being transformed by the Holy Spirit, having your mind become the mind of Christ, walking as He walks. Is it hard for your mind to stay focused on the thoughts of Jesus? Well, for a moment, watch your thoughts swinging through the branches above you, like monkeys swinging through your monkey mind. Note them, but don't focus on them. Just let them swing on by. Just notice them as a haze of thoughts flowing on by. Don't judge yourself if your mind scatters. Just see your thoughts as a blur. Let them swing by without counting or noticing them. Feel no condemnation if you find yourself centering on a single worrisome or anxious thought. Just blink your mind and let it pass. I assure you, I know this can be difficult. So I'll give you a minute to practice. And as your mind drifts, just softly whisper, Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. Now practice two, centering on your breathing. Notice even the rhythm of each breath, your chest filling and emptying, your stomach expanding and releasing. Center on each unique breath. Join me to take five long, deep breaths now. Count back from five with each exhale. Don't change the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just notice each and count down five unique, slow, peaceful breaths. Breathing the pneuma, the breath of God. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander. I give you that permission. But as it starts to swing, without effort, start back at 10 this time, and for another minute, count back from 10 with deep, transforming breaths, silently thinking, Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. Through the haze, through the fog and mist, begin to imagine the image of God. Let swinging thoughts become idle and pass along as you center now on God. Let God be the center of your interest. Let your pursuit of Him be what centers your heart, soul, and mind. Is your mind still swinging a bit? Well, let that drifting remind you to center back on your pursuit of the mind of Christ. Take another minute now to receive and repeat your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, please grant to me the mind of Christ. Continue to be transformed as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, and we'll begin with the Common English Bible. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. What thoughts passed through your mind from this short passage? Well, listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your attention. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Did you encounter something that brought you closer to God and having the mind of Christ? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is drawing you, living with a mind transformed into that of Christ's. Listen once more, but consider it now in a wider reading from the Amplified Version. Therefore, if there is any encouragement and comfort in Christ, as there certainly is in abundance, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship that we share in the Spirit, if there is any great depth of affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love towards one another, knit together in spirit, intent on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, the good news, regarding salvation through faith in Christ. Does your mind feel any different now than when you started? Well, if you like, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing, and being mindful of how each renewing breath reminds you of having a completely joy-filled mind. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, and intent on one purpose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What was God whispering to you? Well, let this be your reflection. If your mind drifts, acknowledge it, and pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath, and whisper, Heavenly Father, please grant me the mind of Christ. resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself sitting on a bench in a beautiful forest. Scan your body for a moment. Notice your feet, your legs, your hands, your arms, your head. Notice your deep belly breathing. Your eyes in a soft focus ahead, not moving to the left or the right. See Jesus in front of you. Settle your eyes into the eyes of Christ. Center on His mind. Now, with your peripheral vision, you may notice monkeys swinging by. Smile, but don't dwell on them. Your gaze ahead on Christ. Watch as beautiful birds fly by. See them, but don't notice them. Now watch as a roaring tiger comes into view from your left. Keep your gaze ahead on Christ. Notice your breathing, your pulse. Is it racing a bit? That's okay, it's human. But keep your gaze on Christ as you see the tiger now passing by to your right. Stay here for a minute. Your gaze on Christ. What do you see on His face? What does He see in yours? How do you feel as He whispers, "My child, have My mind and let your joy be complete"? As you close your time, return once more to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Heavenly Father, please grant to me the mind of Christ. So when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to center your mind on that of Christ, to slow down the hectic pace, to center on the steadfast love of God. And now please accept this closing benediction to remember to adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. May you walk like Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and have the mind of God. And Heavenly Father, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.